You will get what you want, but much, much more than even your imagination permits you. You don't even know how limited even your wildest dreams are, because what you will get will be beyond what you can even imagine as your 25-year-old self.
Hello, I'm Holly Tucker, and welcome to Letters to My Younger Self, a beloved part of Conversations of Inspiration. I wanted to bring you poignant moments from the many years of recording this podcast, which has changed my life. Drawing on the gracious vulnerability of my guests, where we can absorb what I believe are some of life's biggest learnings. This micro podcast is brought to you by Royal Mail, a business who understands the power of a simple letter. It's an emotional moment today as we step back into the world of Sahar Hashimi, co-founder of the groundbreaking Coffee Republic and founder of the incredible By Women Built, as she reads a heartfelt letter to her younger self. Her letter is a reminder of how much of themselves the founders on this podcast share with us, how selfless, how open, and the depth of insights that they give us. No tears for clickbait headlines, no sensationalising for likes on social. These are real stories of incredible founders shared from the heart. Sahar is a shining example of pure magic of founders, their journeys and deep empathy and insights they have shared with us over the years. It's an utterly beautiful letter, one that touches on everything that's important in life, and one that I know will move you too.
My letter to myself is, dear 25-year-old me, I know you're struggling to find something whereby every day when you go to work, it's not punishment, and that you'll have a spring in your step. I know you feel you're not really good at what you do, that you're not playing to your strengths at the moment at this law firm. I know that you see others as shining, but you're not. You're bored, you're unsatisfied, and it doesn't use the best of you, so you're not really doing a great job at it. But I can tell you, you will find that. You will find something you love doing. You will find your star. You will find something where who you are and what you do. Sorry.
Keep going, it's beautiful.
You'll find something where who you are and what you do will align just perfectly. Where work won't feel like work. It'll feel like stuff you do outside in normal life. Work will never be the opposite of play again for you. You will find an area you'll be so good at that it's just instinctive to you, it'll just happen. But the one thing I'll tell you is you can never, ever imagine how it will happen. Through this journey of personal discovery you're going through, this asking, this questioning that there has to be more, through these defeats, through these struggles, banging your head against the brick wall and knocking on closed doors, the ups and downs, you will eventually get there. You will get what you want. But much, much more than even your imagination permits you. You don't even know how limited even your wildest dreams are. Because what you will get will be beyond what you can even imagine as your 25-year-old self. And of course, life won't go to plan. You will suffer losses you could never have imagined living with. You would lose it to people that brought you up, and you can't ever imagine living without them. But somehow, you will actually cope and you will thrive because of the strength and love building up inside of you now. Because of all the lessons and all the love and all the mentorship they have given you. For everything that doesn't go to plan, the fact that life is never how you plan it, you will receive the most extraordinary blessings as well. And let me just remind you of that poem. If you can fill the unforgiving minutes with 60 seconds worth of distant run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
What a letter. It had me in floods. Because Sahar's words absolutely touched my heart that day, and I have never, ever, ever forgotten them. Because her letter is so full of raw emotion, of that search to find the thing that sets your soul on fire, to do what you love and to love what you do. And it's the way that dear Sahar articulates the roller coaster of the ups and downs, the losses she's endured, to reach that point that I think touches me the most. Sahar's belief, that ability to hold her nerve, kept her there. She never lost faith. She dared to dream. And in the end, she travelled beyond those dreams, beyond her wildest imagination. I want to play Sahar's letter to every 15-year-old I know and share with them the power of their own possibility, to let them know that whatever they're dreaming of, it's possible. And what could be more beautiful than that? Each week at this point, I hand over to our partners at Royal Mail. And for any founders listening, I know you'll be in the throes of Christmas, juggling everything that Christmas means to you at home, let alone what it means to your small business. I hope business is thriving and that you're listening to me on a well-earned break. Or perhaps you're making in the studio through the night, or even knee-deep in packaging. So while you're in the mindset of all things customers and products, did you know that according to Citizens Advice, Royal Mail are the greenest carrier in the UK, with the lowest reported CO2 per parcel? They also deliver to every single address in the UK and reach over 230 countries and territories worldwide. One of the most crucial reminders I can share today is please don't forget to check royalmail.com/delivermore for the latest information on those all-important latest recommended postage dates. Make sure you have them ingrained in your mind. Write them down on a post-it note and keep them close by. Just head to royalmail.com/delivermore to find out more about how Royal Mail are supporting small businesses this Christmas. Thanks so much for listening. Before you go, can I ask you to review this episode, to subscribe? What about telling a friend? Because the more we can spread the word, the more we can inspire people to be brave and to live life a little differently.